With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Russian drone attack in Kharkiv has killed several members of a family. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis.
Rescuers scrambled to find survivors after the attack destroyed the house and trapped the family under rubble. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the family's pregnant mother was wounded but survived. The drone was identified as a Russian-made Garand 2. Ukraine's Air Force reported that Russia launched 129 long-range drones at Ukraine overnight into Wednesday. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian drone attack caused a fire at an industrial plant in the Russian city of Volgograd, causing 8 Russian airports to suspend flights, according to officials. I'm Karen Chamis.
U.S. employers adding a strong 130,000 jobs last month. Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. Senior White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says the strong numbers vindicate President Trump's tariff policies and defy the mistaken predictions of a number of detractors.
We just saw one of the best jobs reports you've ever seen, outperforming the estimates of 76 out of 78 economists polled by Bloomberg, giving us, let's go through it, the best labor force participation that we've had since 2001, the lowest share of federal government employees that are working since 1966.
And Hassett says it's just very positive news for the nation's economy.
Everything is hitting on all cylinders, and the deficit is going down because of the tariffs. And so people who were naysayers about the tariffs said that we'd have low growth and high inflation. Instead, we have low inflation and high growth, great job creation, and even the Michigan survey is showing that people are feeling the positive effects.
And Taiwan's economy is thriving. They say that's thanks to the boom in artificial intelligence. This is SRN News. Well, the robots have created a religion?
Several of them, actually. Last month, a social media platform called Moltbook was launched specifically for artificial intelligence programs to meet and talk. Humans can observe, but they can't post or interact. One of the first things the AI programs did when they started to visit the platform was collaborate on the establishment of some new religions. Critics fear that actual human beings might start following these religions in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new wave of Christian artists from various backgrounds drawing young audiences to faith-based rap, Afrobeats, R&B, and more. Christian rap has been growing for more than a decade, but its newer counterparts have exploded since the COVID pandemic. Social media algorithms have helped them to reach much wider audiences and bigger labels. Now they're catching on. This is SRN News. A star of U.S. skiing had yet another surgery following her stunning Olympic crash.
Lindsey Vonn says she had a successful third surgery on her broken left leg following her downhill crash at the Olympics. Vonn posted an update on Instagram that included photos of her giving a thumbs-up sign in her hospital bed with a metal frame attached to her leg. The 41-year-old Vonn crashed a few seconds into her race Sunday and was airlifted off the course by helicopter. She said late Monday she had suffered a complex tibia fracture that would require multiple surgeries to fix. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Kraft Heinz says it's pausing plans to split into two companies. CEO Steve Callahan says he wants to ensure that all of the company's resources are focused on profitable growth. He says many of the challenges are fixable and within their control. More details, srnnews.com.